Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Listen, good day to you wherever you are, Grenada, Caracou, Peter Montague, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. It's a great joy to be with you once again. This is Inside Finance, and as you know, we always have somebody very interesting to speak to within the Ministry of Finance. Today we have two persons that would be with us. We have Mr. Isaac Bagwan, who is a project manager, and Ms. Kim Fedrick, chairman of the oversight entity BNTF. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. We'll be talking about that and see what's happening within the BNTF. They give us explanation and how best we can inform you of what is happening inside the Ministry of Finance. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back and we continue our discussion here with Mr. Isaac Bagwan and Ms. Kim Fedrick.
If you're thinking about building, if you're thinking about fixing, if you're thinking about building, fixing, and maintaining, then the place to go is one called Construction Limited, boy. Because they specialize in construction, roofing, maintenance, general repairs, all them kind of thing. You could even get columns and balusters for your house. One call is people who know what they're doing, boy. They're quick, efficient, professional, and reasonable. They just even rent construction equipment, including Bobcat. And they just do plenty property management too. So if you're thinking of going somewhere else, think again. Call One Call Construction Limited, 443-2894. One call. That's all it takes.
Welcome back. This is Inside Finance. Today we turn the spotlight on the Basic Needs Trust Fund program, which is managed by a unit in the Ministry of Finance. The BNTF program is a very important program aimed at reducing poverty and empowering communities, a high priority of the present government. In studio, we have Mr. Isaac Bagwan, the project manager, and Ms. Kim Fedrick, chairman of the Oversight Entry BNTF. Pleasant good day to you.
Good day, Pastor Sanford Simon.
Good day also.
How are we all doing?
Fine, thank you.
Fine. That's a good thing. With all that is happening these days with the chikungunya and everything else, it's good to see that you all are healthy.
Yes,
indeed.
I start with Ms. Fedrick. As I understand it, you may be the first female to be appointed chairman of the BNTF Oversight Entry, which was formerly the Project Steering Committee. When were you appointed, and what is the role of the Oversight Entry Committee?
I was appointed as chairperson of the oversight entity in July of 2013. Now, in terms of the role of the entity, before I speak the role, I just want to mention a bit of the BNTF. Now, as mentioned earlier, the BNTF is an important program for the government of Grenada, and it's a program which contributes to poverty reduction. Essentially, how BNTF contributes is by providing infrastructural services to targeted poor communities, as well as empowering communities. So infrastructural services could be in different areas. So for example, it might be in the area of health, and you may have physical structure. Similarly, it could be in education and human resource development. It could be roads and so forth. And in terms of empowering poor communities, we provide training. So training essentially could be in different areas so that persons could gain employment after they would have received the training. So persons, for example, might be trained in a particular area, and rather than relying on government to provide a job, they can create their own employment and by extension, sustain their lives. So it's about sustainable livelihoods, essentially. So that's basically the purpose of the BNTF. Now, before I answer the question in terms of the role of the oversight entity, I just want to say that the BNTF, in terms of its structure, has three main bodies. So you have the Caribbean Development Bank, which is the agency that provides the funding. Mm-hmm. You have the BNTF office, which is called the implementing agency. And you have the oversight entity. So the oversight entity is more like an, as the name says, an oversight, to provide oversight to what the BNTF would do. And the overall responsibility really is coordinating the BNTF program. So that is the main role of the oversight entity. But in terms of specific responsibilities, I'll just mention some of the main responsibilities. One of the main responsibilities is ensuring that the targeted resources for the poor communities are aligned with a poverty reduction action plan. Now, and just to say a bit of what a poverty reduction action plan is a document, and as the name said, it's a plan that would outline interventions that are geared towards reducing poverty in those communities. So when you look at that document, you should see some of the interventions in those targeted communities that are geared towards reducing poverty. And to say a bit as to how you come about by identifying those communities, as most persons would be aware, there would have been a country poverty assessment that would have been done in 2008 and would have identified a number of communities, 10 communities, as poor in Grenada. It doesn't mean that these are the only poor communities in Grenada.
But let me ask, when you say poor, what do you mean by poor?
Well, poor in the sense of the facilities that are there. As I mentioned earlier, BNTF would provide infrastructural facilities. So, for example, you might have a community, they don't have basic access. So there are some basic needs. And in those communities, they don't have those basic things, like water, for example. I mean, water is a necessity. It is essential for life.
So you're saying there are still places in Grenada that do not have water?
Potable water. They may
potable
not have
water.
Potable water.
Okay.
So through the BNTF would ensure that they have potable water, rather than using a well or borehole, or as the case may be. Mm-hmm. Through BNTF, you would provide potable water to the communities. So those are just basic things. You may have, for example, health facilities, maybe toilet, basic toilet facilities. Poor again in the sense of livelihoods. I mean, we know the income, the CPA would say what in terms of the level of poverty in terms of the amount of income. So you may have persons living below the poverty line in terms of the income level. So the projects there would be geared towards, as I mentioned earlier, empowering them so that they can enhance their livelihood, so gain employment and, you know, have some form of income.
Okay, so that lead me to quickly answer the question that I need you to answer.
Mm-hmm.
When were you appointed and what is your role of the oversight entity?
Right, so I am the chairperson, and as I mentioned before,
right,
as the chairperson, the main responsibility of the oversight entity is to coordinate the activities of the BNTF. And I mentioned some of the specific responsibilities.
Right.
So the first one was to ensure that the initiatives of the BNTF are aligned with that poverty reduction action plan and the government's broad strategic objectives with respect to poverty reduction. So that's one key function.
Okay.
Another key function is ensuring that the BNTF office complies with the guidelines in the grant agreement. So a grant agreement would have been signed in 2013 between the government of Grenada and the Caribbean Development Bank. Now, the grant agreement will contain guidelines as to how the BNTF should implement the projects, and essentially the oversight entity has to ensure that they comply with those guidelines.
Okay. So that is what you do. Mr. Bagwan, now, how long have you been the manager of BNTF, and what is your role? Because if you're managing, and I know you've been involved in the credit union, but you have been in BNTF for a while, talk to us about your role and how you make that all work.
Okay, before I answer the question directly, I must also indicate that the oversight entity is like a board of directors, and it comprises quite a number of persons. In fact, 9 members comprises that committee, from, of course, the Ministry of Finance, the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Works. We also have persons from the private sector, the NGO, community-based organization. So it is a wide-based organization that provided oversight for the BNTF. In terms of the question specifically, I would say this is my second stint as project manager for the BNTF.
And how much years is a stint?
It depends. You have what happens is that the BNTF run in what is referred to as program cycles, program cycles of 5 years. The BNTF started in Grenada since 1979. We are currently wrapping up the sixth program, and we're going about to start the seventh program. But I was project manager during the period 2005 to 2009, and of course, well, I would have went back to the Ministry of Finance, and then in May 2013, I was asked to take back the role of project manager. So that is the stint of which I am currently as project manager.
Now, that lead me to this question, and I don't know which of you would answer it. Now, as I understand it, when you assume the role of project manager, managing the projects, Grenada was in danger of losing money grants, which is a serious thing. What is the situation now? Where are we? What is the issues? We give you about to lose grant and money. That's quite a big one. How did you deal with it, and where are we at the moment?
Well, as Ms. Faji could have indicated earlier on, the BNTF is governed by a grant agreement. You have to comply with the regulations and all the necessary policies as the grant agreement would carry. Now, part of that responsibility is a number of reporting and accountability. When I assumed office and back in BNTF, we had 5 years of outstanding audit to be done.
Wow.
You also had a lot of sub-projects that was implemented with no reconciliation of the records. You did not have any project reports, you know. You did not have any annual work plan and budget. You had an oversight entity, which was then the project steering committee, that was dysfunctional. And of course, the environment at the BNTF was toxic as it relates to the staff and the relationship. So all these factors would have been impacted. And the bank, of course, being a regional institution and have a certain standards across the program, wanted to make sure that Grenada is in compliance. And so they had indicated to the government of Grenada they intend to cancel the program. And I guess with my coming on board, we were able to do quite a number of things. In fact, we were able to, the 5 years of outstanding audit, we was able to bring that up to date. We were able to do reconciliation for a number of projects that have been implemented so that the bank could be aware as to what are the resources, how it was used. We were able to do all the reports that was outstanding in terms of your annual work plan and budget, your annual project performance report to Caribbean Development Bank, report to the Ministry of Finance and other key stakeholders. So, you know, we were able to pull all these things together. And of course, I dare say with my own coming back in BNTF brought a certain level of credibility into the program, which the bank was happy about. And as such, the bank was able to give us an additional extension of time, and we were able to do all what I've said and to utilize the funds. In fact, I was looking back at the records, and from May 2013 to September 2014, during that short period of time, we were able to move approximately $1.9 million worth of projects and programs. This, of course, is evidenced in the ground with projects and programs. And, of course, the government of Grenada is happy because we'll be able to deliver on a number of projects. The bank is happy because they can see a number of things moving in the region in terms of best practices, in terms of the use of the resources. Because with the bank, too, the bank also have to account to their own stakeholders, the board of directors, and others who they raise funding for. So when you have a situation where a cycle is almost to the end and you have less than 50% rate of disbursement, it is serious cause for concern.
Right, yes.
So in that sense, it's a win-win situation for all of us. And bank is happy, as I've said, and they have been able to commit additional funds. And government, likewise, was able to meet their counterpart requirements, and we have been able to do a number of projects and programs.
Ms. Frederick, to you. Now, what is the current focus of BNTF. Is BNTF funding loans or grant? Because I guess loan you had to pay it back. Grant is where you get the money and you don't have to pay it back. Now talk to us about that, because if you're looking at poverty, you can't, these places, you won't get the money from these people to pay back. Now how do you deal with that? Is it a loan or a grant?
Okay, BNTF funding is grant. Yes, BNTF funding is grant, but at the same time, government also have to provide counterpart funding. So for sub-projects under the BNTF 7 cycle, the government counterpart funding will be 5% of the total project cost, and the CDB will provide 95% of that cost. Government also has to provide the cost for project management, and project management here has to do with the salaries of the BNTF staff and the operational expenses, so all the utility bills, the water and so forth. Government has to provide that funding. So it's a combination of local funding and grant, but it's mainly grant. So for the sub-projects, it's 95% of the grant and 5% of the local. In terms of the focus areas now, there are three focus areas of the BNTF 7 cycle. The first one is education and human resource development, so that's the first focus area. The second has to do with water and sanitation improvement. And the third is basic community access improvement.
So that means person accessing water, toilets, you're talking roads, that kind of a thing.
That sort of thing, yes. Basic. Yeah, so it's basic community access and drainage improvement, water and sanitation, and education and human resource development. So those are the three areas.
Just remind our listeners, I am speaking here today with Mr. Isaac Bagwan, the project manager, and Ms. Kim Frederick, the chairman of the oversight entry BNTF. And BNTF is Basic Needs Trust Fund Program. I am Pastor Stanford Sam. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back, and the question I want to ask him, what are the projects currently being implemented by BNTF? I mean, we're hearing a lot about what they're doing, but what exactly have they been doing in our country in the past few weeks or months? We'll be back in a few minutes as we take a word from our sponsor.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs. Backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acroprop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acroprop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
Welcome back. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. It's such a joy to be with you once again. Today, as I'm speaking here with Mr. Isaac Bagwan, the project manager, and Ms. Kim Frederick, the chairman of the Oversight Entry BNTF. Mr. Bagwan, what are the projects currently being implemented by BNTF, and where are you? What and where are some of these projects?
Right. For this year, 2014, we were able to implement approximately 12 sub-projects. Mm-hmm. As I've indicated earlier on, we are in the process of bringing the BNTF 6 program to a close. And we have already have funds identified for the BNTF 7 program, which we'll talk about in a while. But in terms of sub-projects, we have been able to do quite a number of sub-projects in refurbishment of Paradise Medical Station, Vincent's Medical Station. We also was able to do St. Paul's Community Center and IT Room. We was able to do the Happy Hill Secondary School toilet refurbishment. We also did the St. John's Anglican School toilet refurbishment. That project have recently started. We expect it to be wrapping up within the next 2 weeks. We also did the St. Paul's Government School fencing. We also did Blessed Sacrament RC School, which involved fencing, drainage, and roof. We currently going to be starting work as of Monday coming on the Pitimatnik Medical Station. We have also completed a non-parallel preschool. We also did training for seafarers. The participants were mainly persons from Karikou and Pitimatnik. It is a unique training that provides seafarers with basic skills at sea in terms of safety, etc. Mm-hmm. And that course was run in the University of Trinidad and Tobago, the Marine College. We are looking at a second phase.
So persons from here went to Trinidad?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the program is part of the human resource development, where we equip the persons with necessary skills so that they can earn a decent living. So we had these sub-projects that was done. Currently, we have ongoing is the Top Hill Senior Citizen Home in Karikou. This is a massive project.
It would cost about how much?
The funds allocated is $1.3 million. We expect that project to be completed by November of this year. So they have covered the roof at this point, and they are now into what is referred to as finishing touches and so. So this is one of our bigger projects, and we're confident that it would be delivered on time. We have been getting quality work from the contractor, and the consultant have been providing the kind of supervision. So we have only three projects for all intents and purposes to wrap up. It is the Pitimatnik Medical Station, which should begin on Monday coming. The St. John's Anglican School toilet repairs, that would wrap up within a 2 weeks' time, and of course the Top Hill Home. So this is what we have on the ground, but we're happy because, as I've mentioned before, we've been able to move approximately $1.9 million worth of some projects. We also did in Karikou the Princess Royal Hospital water cistern. In fact, we were able to build a 100,000-gallon water tank to be able to catch water for the use of the hospital and other surrounding facilities. So we've been able to do quite a number of projects that impact the lives of people in the community and certain key institutions in Ministry of Education, Ministry of Health.
A quick question. How long BNTF have been in Grenada?
BNTF have been in Grenada since 1979. You know, so it is what? 30 something years. Yeah, thereabout, yeah. And I've said that we've have funds available for the BNTF 7th program. In fact, we intend to roll out quite a number of projects in 2015, 2016. 2016 would be the end of the BNTF 7th program. So we must deliver. We must be able to utilize all these funds, or we do not want to be in a situation that we have found ourselves in recently, where you had funds that was about to be cancelled. We are confident that we'll be able to do all these projects and programs in a timely basis to complete and wrap up the BNTF 6th cycle.
Okay, it's quite interesting though that BNTF seems to be very involved in the life of the country without we even really knowing it.
I think we need to do some more on our PR. We would have recognized that BNTF is doing a number of initiatives in the community to really empower persons and enhance their livelihoods, but the general public really doesn't know much of what is happening. So we really need to improve on the PR, and this is really an initiative to really help in that regard. So that's a start.
Yeah, because for me, I didn't know that BNTF do so much. You know, you hear about BNTF, but you really realize that they're so involved in doing so many projects, because that's quite a lot of projects. That you talk about there.
And also to the BNTF program is demand driven, you know, so for those who hear about the program, they would make a request, but we would go out and actively seek requests. So we do that through the MP for the area, community groups or organization may ask, ministries may ask, you know. In fact, we had something like 84 sub-projects that have been submitted to us today, tune of approximately $30 million. But wow. For the BNTF 7, our envelope is just $7 million. So Ms. Frederick and her team had a real task in terms of
deciding.
Exactly. So bring it down to what sub-project that would you know, critically qualified to get the use of these funds, and to so that we could be able to deliver on these particular projects. So, you know, a number of people are hearing about it, and so we have to use all the criteria, make sure that there is good governance in it, make sure that the community is involved, make sure that whatever we deliver on the ground, it is what the people would want, you know, to effect the particular project or activity that they want to do.
Okay. How much money can we expect from the new cycle, and what type of projects have been approved by the Oversight Entry Committee?
Okay, well, we can expect just over $7 million in grant funding for the seventh cycle. And the oversight entity on the 20th of August would have approved 24 sub-projects. Mm-hmm. And those sub-projects are in different areas. So we have, as would have been mentioned earlier, the focus is on infrastructure. So we have preschools, so a number of preschools, and that will fall under the focus area of education and human resource development. So we'd see construction of preschools, enhancement of extension of preschools. We also have roofing of one of the primary schools, so we'll fix the ceiling. We also have watertight projects, because as was mentioned earlier, we need to provide basic access to potable water. So there will be water projects. We have some roads and training, because at the end of the day, you want to have persons being able to generate their own jobs, and sustainable jobs, that is. So we have some training programs that would at least ensure that persons at the end of the day, after doing that training, they will be able to create their own employment.
Okay. So $7 million pretty much is what you'll be working with in the new cycle?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay, and that starts from when?
Well, the program have been approved since 2012. However, based on the problem that we've had that was mentioned earlier, and we have been able to resolve that. So, in other words, the bank have given us green light to actually spend the funds, and that's why the oversight entity now have approved this list of sub-projects, and we're now moving speedily into implementation. So, the usual process where the bank would hire a consultant on behalf of the bank and BNTF, and then we would meet with the communities, fine-tune the projects, and of course go the whole process of procurement of contractors to be able to, you know, deliver on the particular project, and of course we would have to monitor it. So yes, we're going to be rolling out this whole list of projects during the period. Of course, if government get additional sources of funding, they can also put it in. But that is based on the grant agreement that we have currently. But nothing stops government if, of course, friendly governments and others would contribute, and we'd get additional funds to do much more at the community level.
And the $7 million is the grant funding. Government has to provide its counterpart funding. Yeah. So the $7 million is grant funding.
It's grant funding. Yes. So the rest of the money will be provided by government.
Yes,
for now. Unless additional funding is secured from some other donor agency that want to provide funding.
We're almost out of time. Any thoughts? Run quickly. 30 minutes run very, very quick. Any thoughts? Anything you want to share with us about BNTF before we leave?
Well, what I would say is that BNTF, as was mentioned earlier, is a program that is geared at reducing poverty. And at the end of the day, from the oversight entity end, what we will do is try to ensure that the limited resources that we have are targeted to the communities in need, and that the resources are well spent, and that the way that the funds are managed and the BNTF implements the program is in keeping with the grant agreement. So that is our role, and we'll try to do that as best as we can. As Mr. Bagwan have mentioned, is a broad cross-section of persons on the oversight entity. We have representatives from the Ministry of Health, from Education, we have NGOs, and we will work together and ensure that we get value for money at the end of the day, and we're not in a situation, as was mentioned before, where we lose funding that we need at this critical time.
Okay.
Well, BNTF have been delivering. We've been able to do what we have been set up to do. We have been able to restore confidence within the government and, of course, the Caribbean Development Bank. And the communities that we work with feel empowered because we check with them, make sure that whatever projects or programs that they have an input in it, into it. So we're happy that we've been able to restore some order in the program. And as I've mentioned before, we have been, you know, delivering on the resources and accounting for the use of the funds and so.
This has been another program of Inside Finance. I've been speaking there in studio with Mr. Isaac Bako on the project manager and Ms. Kim Fedrick, the chairman of the Oversight Entry BNTF Basic Needs Trust Fund Program. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Thank you so much for joining me today. This has been another program of Inside Finance. Join me here next week at the same time. As I tell you, Inside Finance have a lot of committees and a lot of organization that we do not know. And Mr. Bagwan, really, I'm learning, and I'm sure a lot of people, because the Ministry of Finance seems to carry a lot of responsibility. Thank you so much for joining me here again on Inside Finance. God bless you.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.